Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
On this show, I have talked at length about the importance of eating enough protein, but sometimes eating protein throughout the day can be a challenge. However, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts and is the perfect addition to your day. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, over 10% of your daily value. It's one of the highest protein nuts out there. But that's not all. Pistachios are also known for their fiber and better for you unsaturated fats, which we all need in our diet. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on your summer adventures. So whether you're dropping off the kids or running between meetings, fuel up with a healthy and tasty snack. Check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Welcome to the Balanced Black Girl Podcast. We're putting Black girl magic in motion. This show is dedicated to reinventing wellness for women of color. I'm your host, Lestrandra Alfred.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Balanced Black Girl Podcast. I am so excited to bring you another Feel Good Friday episode. And in today's Feel Good Friday episode, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs and specifically 5 common limiting beliefs that a lot of us believe at some point, probably daily, that we really need to let go of in order to live our best lives. So if you're not familiar with the term limiting belief, essentially a limiting belief is a thought or a story related to our own self-image that we repeat to ourselves that tends to hold us back or keep us stuck. Essentially, we repeat these things to ourselves so much that they become ingrained in our thought process, and it almost becomes unconscious. These unconscious beliefs or constraints that we place on ourselves. So that is what a limiting belief is. And even if you're not familiar with the term limiting belief, I think you're probably familiar with at times feeling like your own worst critic, because I think that we all are at certain points, especially for women. We tend to be really, really hard on ourselves, harder on ourselves than we are on anyone else. And that's really what we're going to tackle today. So I'm going to talk through 5 different limiting beliefs or thoughts, stories that we may tell ourselves about ourselves that we have got to let go of and reframe if we're really going to grow, if we're really going to thrive, if we're going to reach our goals, if we're going to get to where we want to be. So the first limiting belief that I want us all to let go of is the idea that we don't have time. So if you ever say, "I don't have time," or use that as an excuse for something, is an excuse to get out of something, if you hold on to that as a crutch when you maybe are feeling overwhelmed, the phrase "I don't have time" is something that we have got to let go of. And I say we because I am just as guilty of it as anybody else. I am famous for saying "I don't have time for something." And recently I realized that this is such a limiting belief and it can really, really hold us back. Time is such an important commodity because it is literally the one thing in life that we can never get back. We can always accumulate more money. We can always accumulate more things. Not saying that those are particularly important, but just for our perspective. But time is something that we can never get back. And it's really, really important to value our time. And it's also more than valid if you have a lot on your plate, if you have a lot of responsibilities, if you have a lot of demands on your time, that is more than fair. But at the end of the day, we have to take control and ownership of our time and how we spend it. And so when you're saying, I don't have time for something, essentially what you're saying is, I'm not controlling my time. I don't value my time enough to control how I spend it. Now, we don't always have the most control over how we spend our time. There's a lot of factors, including jobs, family, life, relationships that sometimes dictate how we spend a lot of our time. However, if you find yourself using I don't have time as an excuse for a lot of things or as a crutch that is holding you back from doing things that you really want to do, that is when it's a really good time to start looking at how you can take more ownership of your time. Start looking at how you're spending your time. Start looking at those things that are maybe time suck for you and map out how you can either better use that time or better yet, if you find yourself constantly saying that you don't have time for things, get really, really honest with yourself with what you're really saying. Are you saying that out of a place of fear? Are you maybe afraid of committing your time to things that may be intimidating or scary and you're afraid to fail? So you hide yourself behind busy work or busy things so that you don't have time for maybe that really exciting thing that's scary but could take you to the next level. These are all things that you have to kind of determine for yourself. But before you say, I don't have time for something and really give that power away, take a look at what you're really saying. So are you maybe spending your time in ways that aren't necessarily wise and benefiting you? Or is saying that you don't have time for something maybe coming from a place of fear? So really take a look at that and see how you can let go of that limiting belief. Limiting belief number two that I want you to let go of is the idea of not having enough. So saying, I don't have enough XYZ, be it money, be it resources, be it whatever, saying you don't have enough of something to get to where you want to be. Now, again, I understand that life happens and resources can be tight. However, if you're constantly focusing on what you don't have enough of, you will never have enough of it. So by placing that spirit of lack out there, by repeating that to yourself, by repeating that to other people, that you can't get to where you want to be because you don't have enough of something, even if there's validity to it, we cannot continue to repeat that to ourselves because we're giving that power, because we're staying stuck in that place perpetually. So even if you are maybe short on resources that you need for something that you want to do or something that you want to achieve, even just adding the word yet, like I don't have enough resources to take that trip yet. I don't have enough resources to maybe hire that assistant yet. So even if we are speaking truth with that statement, by adding a period at the end of that sentence before adding the yet, we're keeping ourselves stuck in that same place. But by adding just yet, just the thought of maybe in this moment, I don't have what it is I'm seeking, but moving forward, I see, I feel, I know that I will get there, that I will have that thing, is such a mindset shift that can make a huge difference with literally just one word. So again, instead of focusing on what you don't have right now, just say maybe you don't have it yet, but you are open and willing to receive it in the future. Don't close yourself off to what those resources could be that are coming to you. Limiting belief number three that I want us all to let go of, and I think this especially comes into play when we talk about wellness, when we talk about fitness, when we talk about maybe making changes to focus more on wellness in our own lifestyle, is I'm not motivated enough. So back in my days as a personal trainer working in fitness, when I created a lot of fitness content, if I had a dollar every time someone told me, oh, I wish I could do those workouts, but I'm just not motivated enough. Or I wish I could go take that class or do that activity, but I'm just not motivated enough to stick with it. I literally would be a very rich woman if I had a dollar for every time I heard someone say that to me. Here's the deal. Here's the trick about motivation. Nobody is motivated. So still using fitness as an example, if you see people who maybe are very active, who exercise very consistently, and who have that type of lifestyle that you're seeking, but think that you lack the motivation to do so, I will let you in on that secret. They aren't motivated either. In fact, the people that you think are super motivated probably aren't, because nobody is motivated all of the time. At the end of the day, when it comes to people doing things regularly that are maybe unpleasant, a lot of the time that comes down to either discipline or habits. Honestly, I shouldn't say or, because it's usually a combination of both. So if you're convincing yourself that you can't do or achieve something because you lack motivation, you're literally talking yourself out of doing or achieving or having that thing that you want for something that honestly isn't even a factor in you being able to get it. So you're talking yourself out of needing something that you honestly don't even need to reach your goals, because I guarantee you, nobody is motivated all of the time. Motivation is one of those things that you have at the beginning. It's kind of like that momentum that gets you started at the very beginning. And for most of us, that motivation runs out very quickly. So it's important to, at the beginning, when you have that momentum or that bit of motivation, to really implement discipline and habits to help you get there. And I promise, discipline and habit are achievable for anybody. Really, what it takes is repetition, and it takes being really clear on what your goals are. And with those two things, you can literally master any habit, no motivation required. So don't talk yourself out of your goals relying on motivation or a lack thereof when you honestly don't even need it. So for our next limiting belief number four, I call this the Instagram limiting belief because it's what's happening to all of us spending so much time on social media. And that limiting belief is everyone else has it figured out or is doing better than I am. So I think a lot of us have a habit of looking at other people's lives and constantly romanticizing what is happening with other people. So we look at the people around us and we assume that everyone's lives are so much better and peachy keen and everybody else has it all figured out. And we usually are just the only ones who can't get our stuff together and don't have it all figured out. And if only we had what that person next to us had, then we would just be set. If only we had her job, or if only we had their relationship, or if only we had that house or that situation, all of our problems would be solved. But here's the issue with that. We all think that everyone else has it figured out or is doing better than us. The truth is, nobody has it all figured out, and doing quote unquote better is completely relative. So the only person who gets to decide what better is you. And the only person who you can accurately depict is doing better for something that you can say with full assurance is yourself, because you never know what's going on with other people. And I guarantee, even if you're looking at the people around you thinking that they all have it all figured out or are doing better than you are, there are also probably five other people around you looking at you saying the same thing, because we're all looking at each other's lives and romanticizing everything. And we are the only ones who really see and understand our internal struggles that we deal with every single day. So by minimizing and downplaying maybe the potential challenges or struggles that people around us have and romanticizing that, we're creating expectations for ourselves that honestly aren't even realistic. Everyone has challenges. Everyone has struggles. Everyone has ups and downs. Nobody has it all figured out. Even those people who maybe have more resources or seem to be in a better situation, you never know what's going on with people. Everyone has their own battle to fight and things to work through, but you will never get to where you want to be if you're constantly romanticizing what's going on with everyone else. Because really, the only way that you can win your race or live your best life is by focusing on you. And you are the only one who really knows where you're at and what you need to do to get to where you want to be. So by looking at everyone else and assuming that everyone else has something that you don't have, when you're focusing on that, you're not focusing on the own amazingness that you have. And that is what you need to be focusing on to get to where you want to be. All right. So our final limiting belief, this is actually not at all like a final limiting belief of life, but it's the final limiting belief that we're going to talk about today, is the age old, and we've talked about this before, that I am not enough. And I will link in the show notes a previous Feel Good Friday episode where we talked about being enough and what it means to be enough and feel like we're enough. But also how by constantly just saying I am enough and not doing anything to reinforce that for ourselves truly could be doing more harm than good. So I will make sure that I link that episode in the show notes for that conversation. But coming back to I am not enough as a limiting belief, the biggest takeaway that I want you to have is that you determine what enough is. Other people's definitions of enough are irrelevant. They literally, in this context of you living your best life and getting to where you want to be, don't matter. You determine what enough is. And I recommend that you start defining what enough is with exactly where you are right now. Because when we tell ourselves the story that we are not enough, when we allow that limiting belief to play over and over in our heads, even if we never say it out loud, just repeating it to ourselves in our minds impacts how we walk throughout life. So if you have a continuous record loop in your head saying I am not enough over and over, or really saying any of the limiting beliefs that we've talked about today over and over, that is going to reflect in your actions. That's going to reflect in how you treat other people. That is going to reflect in your confidence level. Even if you never say it out loud, people will be able to feel it and sense it from you. It is going to display and you holding yourself back, maybe when you shouldn't. Our minds and our bodies hear everything that we say to ourselves and act accordingly. So by repeating a phrase such as I am not enough, you're making it so. And it doesn't have to be, because it's not actually true. But if we think it enough and say it enough to ourselves, it can become true. So it is imperative that we let go of that limiting belief as soon as possible so that we can truly grow and thrive. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Feel Good Friday, all about letting go of limiting beliefs. If this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. Please be sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Balanced Black Girl Podcast. And we have a Facebook community, the Balanced Black Girl Podcast community on Facebook, which is our official Facebook group where you can chat with other listeners in the community, where we talk more in depth about the episodes, we ask one another for recommendations, and you get to be in the know about all things happening with Balanced Black Girl. Thank you so much for tuning in.